Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Go, go.
Hallelujah. as you like. Hallelujah. Name your seat. Hallelujah. We're believing God for a building that has an auditorium and a full kitchen and classroom rooms. We can use this classrooms and dining hall. Hallelujah. We just want to be able to do it all unto the glory and honor of God. And a parking lot to take care of all that's going to come. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just thank God for it in advance, because he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And also on Tuesdays, we, at 7 o'clock, let's redo our November calendars for every morning at 7 o'clock, praise and worship. Hallelujah. We have a wonderful, wonderful time in the morning at 7 o'clock. Then on Tuesday evening, the Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. And then Wednesday, our midweek service. Hallelujah. Wednesdays at 7, our midweek service. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, we have a visiting ministry coming in. And this month, it is Pastor Maxine Lee at the
church.
Hallelujah. And after the service, we had a fellowship, free fellowship meal.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on, have dinner with us. Fellowship with the saints of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club, where we are teaching our children. We teach to arm our children with the word of God. It is a mandate from the Lord. We have to teach our children. We have to arm them with the word of God so that they will know how to answer. Hallelujah. Whenever the enemy comes up against them, hallelujah, we'll be able to give them that soft answer that turns the way right. Hallelujah. If we don't teach them, how will they know?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So please govern yourself accordingly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the housekeeping of suggestions, Lord. Thank you, Pastor, this afternoon. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions in Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for our new facility, oh God.
Amen.
We thank hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, we'll be moving into it very soon, hallelujah. We'll let you all know. We'll keep you informed as to the date of the inaugural service, and we're going to have a time in the Lord. So we thank God for all you that are contributing and are contributing to the aisle of the building fund and the GoFundMe page, hallelujah. We just thank God for all of you. We praise God for you. We bless God. Hallelujah. For your prayers and for your concern and for your well wishes in that matter. I tell you, we thank God for the fully equipped kitchen. Hallelujah. The fellowship hall, the awesome sanctuary. Hallelujah. The offices and the classes. Hallelujah. Everything that's needed to bless, hallelujah, the people of Baltimore and the rest of the world. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
So we thank God for that. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And you know
hallelujah.
What?
Hallelujah.
I was just thinking,
hallelujah.
You know,
hallelujah.
We're not here by
hallelujah.
Accident.
Amen, amen, amen.
Somebody prayed for us.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
They had us on their mind.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for a little time.
Yes.
To pray for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed.
Thank you for us.
We're going to pray for others now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And see, because you got to pass it on.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I mean, when somebody finds some water, and you're in a desert, and you haven't had it in a long time, and then they show you where the water is, and the thing for you to do is to show others who are
awesome. Yes.
And you show them where they can find that life-giving water as well.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Besides wonders and miracles and such and power. Have we faced people things up in the atmosphere of blessings? Because we realize when the praises go up,
the blessings
come down. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So we pray now.
Hallelujah.
For my wife's people.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
pray for them. Other people,
Jesus.
Deacon.
Hallelujah.
AJ. Hallelujah. We pray for Sister Angie Hanson. Mother Dolores Hanson. His brother, following. Wildsman. Hallelujah. We pray for Minister Linda and Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Donya. And Tiffany, and Bianca, all the children, grandchildren,
and good people. Hallelujah.
We pray for the Secretary Cleveland and Lachine. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We pray for Prophet Cynthia. We pray for Justin and Dominic and all the children, all the grandchildren of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Be glorified your name, Lord. Be blessed your name, O God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
God is just so good.
Yes, he is.
Sometimes his love just brings tears to your eyes.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to share something that's on my heart. Something I guess the Lord's been opening up to me. And you know how sometimes you open up the scripture, you see certain words, you may be writing someplace, and you see a billboard that says same word. Somebody else, you turn on the radio, you hear the same word. You go, wait a minute.
Yes, confirmation.
Right. So, like, okay, God, what are you saying?
Exactly.
I mean, you can't be so dense. You know, you got to figure, well, there must be a message in there.
You know,
saying something.
Yeah.
Okay, God. Okay. And I'm going to share something about I am. Mm.
Right.
And in Genesis, the word in Genesis said, and God said, and God said, and God said, and it was. In Genesis 1, the 3rd verse, the 6th verse, the 9th verse, the 11th verse, the 14th verse, the 20th, the 24th, 26th, and 29th. It said, and God said.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Exodus 3:14 said, and this is my name forever, that this is my memorial to all generations.
Yes.
He's talking about I am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my being. My mother, all the years, whenever my mother would pray, she would always end her prayers, but the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart.
Uh-huh.
And my mother always sent us out with prayer in the morning in school. Whenever she was in the prayer, it was like, and my mom said sometimes she had three sets of children to go out to three different schools. And believe you me, she ended all of them prayers with, Lord, let my words of my mouth and meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. And then my mother's one of the mothers that would come around to your bedroom at night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she might have been dark, but she come around to his bedroom and probably almost scared the Jesus on the
street.
You know what I'm saying? There was a boogeyman or somebody coming in your room when my mother coming in and nauseous at nighttime. But that scripture, the words in my mouth and the meditation in my heart.
Yeah.
And in Philippians 2:5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 2:16 says, we have the mind of Christ. Philippians 4:29-30 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
Come on now.
Okay, the same spirit that's in God in us.
Hallelujah.
In the Old Testament, he said, I am.
Uh-huh.
They said, well, who shall I tell them this? I am.
All right now.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't change. I am. So he is still I am today.
Yes,
so that's why we have to watch what we say. What's it? Oh, girl, how you doing? Oh, girl, I'm so sick with feet. I am. Listen to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Who is I am?
All right.
We are quoting what God says.
Right. Right.
We have to say what God says.
Yes.
Does he say, I am sick? Does he say, I am this, or I am the healer? We're supposed to say, I am the healed of God.
Yes.
Are we supposed to say, I am broke?
No.
I am. What are we saying? We're supposed to say what God says. If he is the I am, what are we saying?
I am.
Let the light bulb come on. I am the righteousness of God.
I am.
I have all that I need. I am wealthy. I am.
I am.
If he says I am, then we are I am. So therefore, what are you saying?
Whatever my father says. Come on now.
And if you are, if he is the I am, then we are the I am.
Yes.
I am. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. We supposed to have the mind of Christ. Whatever's in our mind and in our heart is going to come out of our mouth. So therefore, we have to say what he says. Hallelujah. So when someone says, oh, girl, how you doing? I don't care how what you have felt or how things might have been. Say, I am the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. You think of something. Think of some scriptures that God and already, I mean, some scripture that refers to how you, oh, girl, I am believing God for a miracle right now. Yeah. Hallelujah. I am walking in the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
I am, girl, I am blessed and highly favored.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am. We have to, I'm serious, hallelujah. When we are believing God for whatever and anything, believe, say, I am, hallelujah, I am full of the word. If you can't think of a scripture that answers somebody, don't say nothing at all. Say, girl, I am walking in the righteousness of God.
Yes.
What are you doing? And somebody, my gosh, I won't say nothing. Because everything that person says, everything they say is always talking about the Lord.
Mm.
Okay. That's who I belong to, so why shouldn't I say something? Like, why shouldn't I answer a certain way?
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I told myself last week, I said, oh, and no wonder I haven't been getting a phone call from one of my friends lately. I said, I guess they're tired of me praying. Every time I turn around, girl, let me tell you what God did. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yes, that's what's supposed to come out of us. I have a friend. And I said, I think any way you squeeze that man, but Jesus is going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we should be, y'all.
Yeah.
Every time somebody squeezes, somebody tap us, step on us, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? And I said, it takes just as much time to say, ouch, as it would say, Jesus. My next door neighbor, I got out of the car the other day, and his little puppy was running over to me. I've always called them little puppies ankle biters.
Mm-hmm.
I changed my rule. I ain't saying I don't call them ankle biters no more, because I don't want them to bite my ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that little thing came on and said, Jesus. And I was talking to my daughter on the phone. She said, Mommy, what's the matter? What's the matter? I said, my neighbor's dog was running over here. I want that dog to be now. And that was my defense.
Yeah.
But I said, that was
Jesus.
And then the dog, I guess he could turn back around and went on back. I don't know if I scared him, but I know. Just imagine when you say the name of Jesus, when trouble comes, this wall of protection is going to come up. That angel is going to psh. If you imagine, there was a story on TV, I think it was Gabriel, and when his wings came out, when his wings said, psh. Can you imagine when you're coming up against something and you scream the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Your angels, whether they have wings or not, but can you imagine, or let's say in our mind, what I see in television, the wings is protection. Hallelujah. I know when that little puppy, and that's been my reaction during my lifetime of being attacked or dogs coming running after me, and I had no defense but the name of Jesus. And I know, I remember one time the dog ran away from home, or he ran, the dog ran as if I kicked him in his tail, and the owner was hollering, calling for him for a while. I don't know where the dog ran, but the owner was hollering for the dog for a while. But I just screamed the name of Jesus. That was the only, I guess, recourse I have to scream Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And that's what, if it's in our heart, it's going to come out of our mouth.
Yeah.
And that's why we have to put the word of God in us. Not so that the little colorful expletives come out when something happens. We have to have the word of God in there.
The word of God.
To take the place of the expletives.
Yeah.
If that's what you used to say, then the word of God is supposed to take place.
Yeah.
of the colorful expletives. Hallelujah. Because we never know who's watching us. We never know who's listening. Even when we're around our children, we think they're asleep. Close eyes on sleep. Them little, even they watch the television and we on the phone. Believe you me, their eyes may be on the TV, but their ears are perky enough to whatever we saying. It's just being nosy. But believe you me, they gonna be able to quote you later on. But mommy, you said. Haven't you heard the joke? The neighbors were coming, or the relatives were coming to dinner, and when they sat down to dinner, they asked the little boy to say grace. And the little boy, Father, in the name of Jesus, please let this family hurry up and eat and go home and leave us alone. But that's what he heard from the family before he got there. So everybody didn't do nothing but look at each other. They couldn't say nothing because of what they said before he got there. That's why we have to watch the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts. Those meditations are not right. Submit them to the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't utter everything out of your mouth. And if what we say out of our mouth is seed, and it's going to bring forth a harvest. That's why we have to watch everything. Put a scripture on your mind, on your lips. In the name of Jesus, put it through. And one friend said, Miss Willie, do you say Jesus about everything? Is that what you say about? I said, but that's what's in my heart.
That's right.
And he was a Muslim, one of my coworkers, and we were riding together one day, and I was looking for something. I said, thank you, Jesus. And I wasn't aware of what I was saying, but that's what was in my heart. And that was that's what you say. He said, do you say that about everything? That was comical afterwards. I'm saying, that's what's in my that's just me. Where was some of people say sugar, honey, iced tea, and oh gosh, and oh this, and oh darn, and all that's some words and nothing part of my vocabulary. But Jesus has. Hallelujah. And I pray, hallelujah, that he always will be. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Everybody for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Now come along, our God. That's it. Take it across where your heart is saying. Come along, our God. Yes, the Lord. He is wonderful. Where are the outros? Come on, outros. All praises to the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. That is wonderful. Soprano singer. Come on, just sing the Lord. Hallelujah.
Sanctify in Jesus' name.
in the text on today.
That
the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves, and we do just that. We comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Isaiah 53 and 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with his stripes we were healed. If we were healed, we are healed.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14.
Yes.
Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Through this blood, our sins are forgiven.
Thank you, Lord.
So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Hallelujah.
Now, in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep.
Yes.
Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves,
thank you, Jesus.
Life to ourselves, healing to ourselves.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live.
Yes.
And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie. Neither the Son of Man that you should repent.
Thank you.
But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish.
Yes.
It will prosper
in
which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. On the same night, but in the on the same night. In which the Lord Jesus was betrayed for your book. He took the bread.
Your body broken.
And when he had given thanks, thanking you, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Says, God, you said you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies right now, Lord. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of the head to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now. In our Jerusalem and into the uttermost parts of the world, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Your word says in Matthew 15:26. Your word says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Your word says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Your word says in Galatians 3, hallelujah, verse 26. Your word says in Psalms 100 that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Thank you, Lord. Praise you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
On the same night. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lester. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, every ungodly soul tie.
Yes, yes, yes.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We today we remember you, Lord. And because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, our bonus families. according to Job 26:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1:24-25.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank
praise
you,
the Lord.
Jesus is Lord! Hallelujah! Glory! Glory! Yes, he is! Yes, he is! Glory! Yes, he is! Yes, he is! Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah!
God. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
Jesus is Lord! Oh, my God! Hallelujah! Gotta watch the words, mama. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
You know, it's good to be on the phone for the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, God, look, he ain't finished with us yet.
Amen.
You know, I have to tell folks, excuse my dust.
Amen.
Because, you know, when buildings are in construction,
yeah.
You know, it's going to be a beautiful building.
Uh-huh.
But while it's under construction, it might be a little bit dust around. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Might be in the air.
Uh-huh.
That's what I got to tell you.
Uh-huh.
Excuse my dust.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'll excuse your dust too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you under construction. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Well,
hallelujah.
I got to ask the question.
Boy.
Can I ask you a question, Pastor B?
Yes, Pastor Barry. Hallelujah.
All right. Now, I really can ask you a question.
Let it be easy, won't you? When did I know?
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
How high is high?
As high as you
want
to take it.
Oh, that's right. What kind of answer? There's no answer there. I don't know. You know, have you been to the solar system yet? I don't know. You did it again. You answered the question.
Oh,
all right, I need to ask you another question.
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it?
Time for the word. Hallelujah.
That's not what you usually say. No. Let me ask you that question again. Glory to God. All right. Dick and AJ. Come on, AJ.
Hallelujah.
increase in blessing. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you get the glory.
Yes.
You get the honor.
Yes.
You get the praise. For it's all yours.
It's all yours.
In Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I'm going to take y'all back into history.
Oh, all right.
I kind of like history, y'all.
Yes,
have y'all
yes.
noticed that?
Yes, amen, amen,
mm-hmm.
amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to take you back to 1984.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It was a commercial on TV. Mm-hmm. And an ad in the United States and in Canada. And in that commercial was a lady named Clara Pillar. She was posing as a senior citizen. I'm not sure if she was actually a senior citizen. She might have been. We don't know. TV, you don't just don't know.
Right.
She was driving around previously trying to find a hamburger joint. And then she saw this joint. This place, this is a Texas place.
Mm-hmm.
This is all in the commercial. It said, the home of the Big Bun.
Okay. Okay.
She pulled up. Boom. Got out, went in there. Mm-hmm. And said, I like to order that Big Bun special that you got. And she stood up there and waited for it to come up and came out with a real Big Bun. Took it back to her, she sat down, groom, and she opened the bun to take a look at the hamburger. It was a little tiny hamburger. She went up back up to the couch and said, she said, where's the beef? Where's the beef?
All
right. That was a Wendy's commercial, by the way.
Okay.
Where's the beef?
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let me just stop right now. Pastor Peaches, can you read the addresses to you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all need to get these addresses.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and I might need some readers up in this camp. Mm-hmm. We don't want to leave it all on Pastor Peaches. Go ahead now.
St. John 13, verse 35. 1 John 4, verse 20. Galatians 5. Verses 22 and 23, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 3, Matthew 7, verses 20 and 21.
Is that all?
Woo,
is that all?
For right
now. Praise God.
For right
now. Praise the Lord.
Jesus Lord. For the
moment. I think it's time to end. Here's Pastor Peach. You'll
probably add on some more scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where's the beast?
Where's the beast?
I'm going to also tell you about a man. This is the most unusual name I ever heard. But he was a congressman. His name was Van Diver. Congressman Van Diver.
Hmm.
And he's from Missouri.
Okay.
And in 1899, he was the first one to say, I'm from Missouri. You got to show me.
Show me state. Okay.
Now the official model of Missouri is the show me state.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
So what does that all have to do with your message?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting ready to get to it right now.
Yeah.
You see, there are a lot of people going around saying that I'm a Christian or I'm saved, I'm this and I'm that. I got the largest bun in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you pick up the bun, a little tiny thing. And your question is, where's the beef?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, where's the proof?
All right.
Because a lot of people talk a good talk, don't they?
Yes, yes, yes.
A former president actually said that he was a Christian.
Mm.
But where's the proof?
Mm.
I have said a lot of times, life is an open book test.
Amen. Yes.
The subject of life is love. That's the meat on the bun, in the bun.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Somebody read that first scripture for me.
Hallelujah. John 13:35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, that ye have love one for another.
You can talk a great talk, but if you don't have this, somebody on the outside going to say, where the beef? Where the love?
Amen.
I guess you're wondering, well, what's the title of your message? The title of today's message is Where's the Beef?
Mm.
Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Tell another neighbor, because that one was sweet. Tell another neighbor. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
They were asleep too. Tell somebody else. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
They woke up.
There's another saying. I didn't do any research on this. But you've heard this before. It says, you put up or shut up.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me you're Christian if you act like a devil. Put up or shut up.
Amen.
Where's the beef? Don't tell me you love. I love God. I love my. And you act like a devil. And you don't love folk. You don't respect folk. You don't talk civilly to folk. You talk down to people. Where's the beef? Pastor, well, somebody read that next scripture. Okay, Pastor Peter, I'm going to have to get you to read that next scripture.
1 John 4:20.
Do you have a mic over there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great.
If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he had not seen?
Can I tell you something here? If somebody says that they're a Christian and they act like a devil, the Bible says, I did not say this. The Bible says they're a liar.
Yes.
Somebody said, well, I'm saved. And they act like a demon from hell. I go to church every day. I go to church every week. I sing on the choir. I'm in the usher board. I'm on the deacon board. I'm one of the elders. I'm the pastor of the church. And they act like a devil. The Bible says that they lie.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. Don't y'all go around saying Pastor Bird called some pastors liars. I'm just dealing with the book because, you know, life is an open book test.
Yeah.
So I stand on the word. That's why I get so many scriptures. Because, me standing by myself, it might not be too cool. But I've got me 10 angels. They're 10 feet tall, got flaming swords. Don't mess with me, baby. Don't mess with me, buddy. Because I tell you, my angels know how to deal. You understand what I'm saying?
Thank you, Jesus.
Look, I'm from Missouri. Show me. People talk a great talk. They get up and say, oh, I'm saying saints can't feel with the Holy Ghost and fire. Baptized, blah, 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 whatever.
Yep.
And, go, and don't you accidentally step on their toes.
Ooh,
I said, excuse me. Why you doing stepping on my toes? What's wrong with you? You blind or something? Yes. Why don't you make that noise? Excuse me, sir. No, no, say that.
Oh, my goodness.
You professing to be a Christian or saved. The Bible says that's a lie. I did not say that.
Lord Jesus.
Go ahead, leave me another scripture. Because I'm almost finished right now.
5:22-23.
We're going to skip over that right now because y'all know what that is. The fruit of the Spirit.
The fruit of the Spirit.
Now, I done said that so many times. Y'all almost know that by heart. Is that right?
Yeah.
The fruit of the Spirit. That's what I'll be. And the first one showing up on that list. What's the first thing showing up on that list?
Love.
You know, when you ladies, when you go to the market and you're looking at some things you want to buy, and on the can it has the ingredients.
Yeah.
And your mama, somebody told you the thing that's mostly in that thing is going to be the first thing they're going to mention. Is that
right? That's right. Amen.
So the first thing.
Amen.
You see on the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Is love.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I don't need to teach y'all this.
Okay.
Second Chronicles.
Second Chronicles.
Go ahead, read that.
If my people, which are called by my name.
Stop. That's all I wanted. This, you know, okay, you call by his name. You Christian. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. Here's the whole bunch of, you call by his name. There's a whole bunch of things you ought to be doing. See, people pay attention to maybe 10 or 15% of what you say and 85% of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And after they watch you and you ain't showing up with the fruit, you know what they're going to tell you? They're going to ask you, where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Okay, where's the love? Some of y'all kind of, you know, you might be a little slow what I was trying to ask you. The analogy here. Where is the love? You say you got this and that and the other, and you got a real big bun. Got a real big church. Got a whole bunch of people. But you stand under the pulpit bullying people. Where's the love? Where's the peace? Show me that you are a child of the King. Give me another scripture. I'm getting stuck here.
If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their
land. You will be a blessed on us if you not, don't just talk the talk. But walk the walk.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It said, walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Galatians 5, what are the 16 and 25, but we ain't going there. Give me another scripture.
That's first.
Corinthians.
Yes, 13:1-3.
Listen to this.
Okay. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men, of angels, and not have charity.
Stop right there. Charity, another word for charity.
Is love.
Go ahead.
I am become as sound brass and of tinkling cymbal.
You're hollow. You are that big bun, home with a big bun, and ain't little bitty piece of meat on the bun. Where's the beef? You ain't got none. Go ahead, read some more.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and under all mysteries.
And understand
all mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
You can do all this stuff. That's cool. That big bun, you got some pickles on it, got some onions and some garlic, some mayonnaise and some mustard and some ketchup, all that stuff on it, and just a little piece of meat. What did it say? It's just profit nothing.
Nothing.
Mm. It was that the third verse?
No. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, I have not charity. It profiteth me nothing.
And the promise from other folks, you can give that bun to homeless guy. All he's eating is some bread and got a little bit of... Where's the love now? Where's the love? There used to be a song that said, where's the love? Chicken finger again.
Hallelujah.
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 I want to know, where's the beef? Where's the love, y'all?
Oh, my goodness.
Don't tell me you say that you go to this church, that church, and you don't have no love.
Amen.
Give me another scripture. I'm almost finished.
The last one.
Yes. That was the last one?
No.
One more. Okay, go ahead.
Anybody else have it?
Go ahead.
Matthew 7, 20 and 21.
Go ahead now.
Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them.
What? Wait a minute now. See, it's not just what you say. That's nice that you have a good testimony. But I'm a big tree. But you don't know you got an apple tree unless you were there to put the seed in the ground. That's just some apples show up. Is that right?
That's right. Amen.
Glory to God. See, I'm from Missouri. You got to show me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't say tell me. I said show me.
All right.
Because we got a lot of lies in the camp sometimes. I didn't say that. The Bible said that. Go ahead.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
You know what the will of God is? The will of God is his word. The word of God is his will. You do what the word of God says, then you're going to be all right.
Amen.
All over that place. I don't know how many times they mentioned the word love in the Bible. I'm going to find that out.
Mm.
It's all over that. Let me just say this. They used to say this. A blind squirrel will find a nut every once in a while.
Amen.
Somebody who can't hold and read, or somebody who needs somebody help to read to them. Well, see love all over that Bible.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, I don't care what else you got. I got this and that. I'm a bishop. I'm an archbishop. I'm a pope. I'm a deacon. I'm an elder. I'm the district missionary. I'm the district elder. I'm this, that, and the other. Well, do you have love?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Uh-oh.
It's your look, a tingling symbol.
Down the grass.
You hollow, buddy. You're a big bun with no meat.
Yeah, a whole lot of noise.
Where's the beef, buddy? Where's the beef, Betsy? Lord have mercy. Don't tell me you say that you act like a heathen. Don't tell me you feel with the Holy Ghost and you on the corner cursing somebody out because they took the prophet's faith. Well, I just lost it for a second. See, it said what's in the heart gonna come out. Where's the beast? And that was the last scripture. Lord, have mercy. You know what? Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all got to, don't tell you. I'm saying, you can say, well, prove it. What are they going to say? What are they going to do? That's a good question. Oh, I'm saying, no, I'm going to die. And you say, oh, thank you for sharing. Now prove it. Because anybody can say that.
Amen.
I was witnessing that. I was really doing this. I was riding. I might have been working on driving the cab, because several times in my life I had 2 jobs. And one was driving a cab. And I was driving down the block. And I stopped and realized this woman came up to me. Do you want some this, that, and the other? I said, no, I'm saved. I'm saved, too. I'm speaking tongues. That's what I want. She started speaking in
tongues. Get out of
here. I did. With the light tag green, I got out of there. So you can say anything to me if you want to.
Oh, my God.
Tongues can say anything to you that they want to. Don't accept that.
Amen.
2 things you can do. You can say, prove it. And they said, what do you mean? Okay. Let me repeat this after me. Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus is my Lord.
That's what you ask them. Repeat that. They can't do that if they're part of the devil's kingdom. He don't like that. So they know they get in trouble.
Hallelujah.
If they say that. Okay, and if they say Jesus is Lord, I said, okay, interesting. Now, you say, yes, prove it. And wait, don't keep talking now, because you mess it up if you keep talking. You got to wait. And they look at you. They don't know how to prove that they are saved.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prove that you're saved? Goes to that scripture that talks about by this. So people know that you're my God's disciples, that you have love one for another. And you know, easy thing for them to do. Okay. Have you had lunch yet? I said no. Oh, here's $10. Go get your lunch. That's love. Ain't nobody would give up $10 and be faking it, you know. Not to a stranger on the street. You understand what I'm saying? They may do it somewhere else, maybe on a job or somewhere. But not a stranger on the street, they're going to give you $10 and be faking it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Prove it. You say this and that, prove it.
Put up a shut up.
I'm going to preach that one day, too. Put up a shut up. Thank you, Pastor Peter. I got to do that about a month from now because they were over there. You know. But that's true. I'm from Missouri. You got to show me. Show me that you are saved.
Yes.
Show me that you are a Christian.
Yes.
And so God, well, how can I do that? Well, you go in the Bible, it's like, how can I show somebody that I'm a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Feed, clothe, you know, words of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of things you can do. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Life is an
open book.
So the answers are in
the Bible.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches. I know you were surprised that I'm finished.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this over to you now. It's in your hands. But Father God, we just thank you for the message. Where's the peace? What we're actually saying is, where's the love? You say one thing. You say you're saved, or you say you're Christian. Where's the love? So we share that, Lord. We thank you for allowing me to be obedient to what you wanted me to do today. We thank God for the seed that was planted and that it will bring forth much fruit, 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase of benefit in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God, and we receive the word as it's sown on good ground, and I tell you, when the word of God comes forth and puts a mirror, it's like a mirror to put up in front of you, and it makes you come up. It makes you go, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that. I gotta be more in this area. I gotta do more in that, because that's what the Word of God does. It shows you your shortcomings and lets you know what you need to do a little bit better, and all, and it makes you look at yourself. And we want to be examples of Jesus Christ. We want to be even more examples of Jesus Christ. We want to show the love of Christ even the more, even the more. We have to ask God, Lord, show us how we can show your love, because that's how we're going to draw people to him.
Amen.
That's
yeah.
how we're going to draw. That's what, I guess, makes the difference between sanctified, saved people from the Holy Ghost, and somebody else is standing out there in the corner checking a tamarine or doing somebody in the people in the airport, if they still be out there in the airport, in the long white robes and bald heads and stuff like that. It's a difference. You know, and then holding their, you know, taking their tamarine. Well, we can all take a tamarine. You know, we can all wear the long gown. We can all wear clothes to cover up our body. But when you walk with that person and live with that person, there should be a difference. Hallelujah. When you make a mistake, nobody should be coming down on you and cursing you out and blessing you in the name of whatever. You know, we say, you know, a saint of God is going to have patience with somebody that makes mistakes. You know, we're going to show love no matter what. In the name, because God certainly have had mercy on us and shown patience towards us while we were out there acting as the knucklehead. Hallelujah. And no matter how we present ourselves to God, no matter what God sees us do, he still loves us. That's how he has drawn us to him. Hallelujah. And we praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Word of God. Pastor, we appreciate you giving us the Word of God. And we thank God for Jesus helping us to come up to be more like him. Hallelujah. If you'd like to drop a line to the church, if you'd like to write us, please direct your envelope to RYMM PO Box 2455, Maryland 21214. If you'd like to call it after the broadcast goes off, hallelujah, please dial 410-444-5152. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father God, I ask you to come into my heart, save me from my sins, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. It's just that easy, to pass from death unto life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you'd like a Bible, if you please join us 7 o'clock in the morning for praise and worship. Hallelujah. That number is 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. 759-849-POUND. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock, praise and worship. Hallelujah. See you in the morning. Bless of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give me remember. Hey, Siri. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Siri. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.